I'm David Gibson, and today's show is about the sound of love. How we're going to go through the different frequencies and pitches and timbres and sounds and even musical intervals of love. And our intention is that everybody might find their own sound of love and be able to resonate it more consistently and more often. Before we get started, though, I want to share a few things that are happening at the Institute. Let me share my screen here. So we've got, starting on Monday, we've got an 8-week class for kids 3 to 6 years old. And it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And it's free. Online, of course, and it's for kids 3 to 6 years old. And this is the program that we got a whole grant to create for 2 Montessori schools, but we've got a lot of different instructors, and we've got the curriculum laid out in detail. And on our site, if you go to vibeacademy.live, L-I-V-E, then you'll actually see the schedule and all the instructors and everything. And it's we've already got almost 30 kids signed up. So if you're interested, just go to vibeacademy.com and you can go to the you'll see the actual register or ask questions links throughout the site. Or you can just email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and I'll send you all the enrollment information. But yeah, it's starting this Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'm really excited about this. We're going to be videotaping it so we can use it for training purposes in the future. And also we're going to be doing assessments or evaluations. We'll have the parents like fill out evaluation forms before and after each session. So we'll have some data on how well this is working. We're going to be doing all these different exercises. It includes geometry, body percussion, vowels and consonants, you know, a full range of sound. Right? So I hope you, or if you know anybody with kids, you know, you can let them know as well. And we also have coming up on March 6th our open house at the Institute in person in Sausalito. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with many heart-opening sound meditations. We get really high and just talk about how it all works. And you get to go on the sound tables and sound loungers and such and just get blissed out. So if you're in the area, come on down. It's Sunday, March 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. We have our Sound Healing Certificate Program. You could still jump in at the Institute. It's half online, half at the Institute. The semester started about a couple of weeks ago. So you could do it. Our next semester at the Institute is the Summer Intensive, which is June 7th to the 17th, 10 to 9:30 every day. It's still only half of the program, so you have to do the rest online. But and also we do have where you can actually stay at the Institute. We don't have any beds or showers, but you can stay there for $200 for the 10 days, right? So that's coming up June 7th to the 17th. We also have our online certificate program that starts, actually, you could start this Tuesday or Thursday this week. It starts about every 2 weeks, though. And it's all about, you know, how to use sound for sound healing treatments, to do sound baths, how to understand the whole universe, and to create your own practice so you can actually have a career in it. We also have a recording class, which just started a few weeks ago, which you could still jump in. Have to watch a little few videos to catch up. But that's one day a week, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. And then you have to do 5 hours of lab. And it's all about recording, mixing, and producing, completely separate than the sound healing program. And the next start time is going to be July or August for that. We also have our voice analysis software. We can do treatments for $85, or you can buy the software, and we'll do training on April 2nd is the next training. You'd have to buy it by March 19th. And it's all about figuring out precisely what's going on with somebody and giving them a remedy of sound. You know, it's based on 20 years of voice analysis research in hospitals and therapy centers. So that's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. On our site, soundhealingcenter.com, you can find all the information on the classes. There's links for it when you go to soundhealingcenter.com, the store where we have over 300 products. We have everything from CDs to sound lounges, sound tables, bass pods. We've got all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got tuning forks. It's some really interesting stuff. We even have sound chambers. You could buy a $15 million sound chamber and get people really high. Right? Hold 25 people. We also have our therapy center where we do a wide range of treatments, mostly voice analysis, where we can, what I just showed you, and also your home note or brainwave assessment, where we can find your note and get you CDs tuned to you for delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning and sports, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADD. Right. So you can find all our treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. And then we have a research foundation with all types of clinical papers now. That you can, there's like about 400 clinical papers that you can check out here. Or you go to, didn't quite load right, there we go. Go to clinical research and you can search these papers for all types of issues and all clinical papers. And then we have all the student papers as well that they've done. So we're going to have about 500 of those in the next month or so. I've got almost 300 now. And then we got a practitioner where you can find sound healing practitioners. You could search by country or state and or by issues and get a full a list of people that are doing sound healing treatments and how much they charge as well, so you can book sound healing treatments. And then we've got the Medical Sound Association, where we have all the different treatment plans for all different issues, and then Sound Education Association, which is the whole thing for the kids. Yeah. So you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. And the links are all there. So that's what we have going on. So let's talk about the sound of love. The sound of love is nice to find for yourself so that you can resonate the energy of love stronger, or even use those sounds to help you remember and trigger that energy of love so you can access it even easier, right? So let's talk about, let's actually just do the sound of love, okay? So we're going to make the sound of love, and the way it works is just bring love into your heart now. Feel it completely. You may have to remember a time when you were feeling love. You may have to peel away the person too. Right? But just tune in to that energy of love and bring it into your heart now. Then, with any sound that seems to match it, just make a sound and send that love to everybody listening here. We'll even do it on the quantum level, so time doesn't matter. But send it to everybody and listen for that love coming back from everybody else sending it. So you're sending it and receiving it, right? Okay, so send a sound of love now. You can't do it wrong. It's always perfect. That's our rule around here. It's always perfect. Okay. Now, send this love to everybody on the planet and listen for their hearts responding. Now, send this love to the earth and listen for it sending love back. Now, send this love to your own heart. Okay? So you can send and receive love with a sound, doing it energetically and with the sound, right? But you can also just be love. We are love. Every cell is love. This is what Don told me a long time ago. We are love. You don't have to send and receive it. You don't have to bring it in. We are love, right? So just be love and resonate love with the sound. Now, notice how big your field is. Is it right at your skin? 3 inches? 6 inches? Is it a foot, few feet, 3 feet, 6 feet, the whole room? Expand your field, however big it is, to encompass the whole earth. And then keep going and expand it to encompass the whole universe. Now, while you're expanded through the whole universe, make the sound of being loved now. That's nice. Which do you like more, being love or sending and receiving? It doesn't matter. They're all perfect. You can't do love wrong, right? Can't do it wrong. It's always perfect. And sometimes it's nice to send and receive. You know, if someone's not feeling well, I'll send them love. Sometimes I'll just be sitting working on the computer and I feel this wave of love. I'm like, oh, somebody's sending love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Right? or just be love, right? It's very cool. You can play with both and see what works for you. Now, with love, there's a hierarchy of vibration I talk about in my book, which, by the way, I just finished rewriting. It's going to take another couple of months to get it edited, but we have a new version coming out. And anyway, there's in the book I talk about all the different aspects of vibration. Frequencies or pitches, timbres, which is simply a bunch of frequencies, a bunch of harmonics, which are called frequencies. And those are all the sounds and syllables. And then we have the musical intervals of love, the music of love, and then there's the energy of love. Right? Now, when it comes to the pitches of love, the most common pitch that people use for love is F, right? The heart chakra is the note of F, right? However, when I play each of the 12 notes and have people tune into which one resonates love for them the most, people rarely choose F. In fact, people are all over the place, and everybody's mostly different. There's 12 choices, right? But it's not standard, right? So I believe everybody's got their own personal note of love. Sometimes people will come in and say, I want the heart chakra bowl. And I'm like, okay. But you could play all of them and see which one resonates love for you the most. Often they do it, and they rarely choose F, right? I had a friend named Joel Andrews, before he passed away, he said he thought D was the note of love on this planet or in this solar system. A lot of spiritual leaders say there's a frequency of love is the essence of our solar system, right? So Joel was saying, yeah, he channels angels through his harp, and he was saying that D is the main note. And D happens to be the key of Pachelbel Canon, which is the most common song used for love. It's used in more weddings than anything else. I'll play a little bit of it later. Okay. So the pitch of love is, who knows for sure, you know, who knows what it is for our whole solar system, but I would guess more D than actual F, although who knows for sure yet. But again, everybody's got their own note of love. And here's a way to find it. So bring love into your heart now. Feel it completely. And then listen for a note in your head. Don't do it out loud. Listen for a note or frequency in your head. Just go up and down in your head, right, with different frequencies or notes until you find one that fits this energy of love in your heart. And when you find it, you can make it out loud. There it is for me. So that, if that felt right, then that's the frequency or pitch of love for you. And there's an app called N, that's the letter N, dash track tuner, N track tuner, that will tell you what note you're toning. You could also go online and search for virtual piano, and you'll find one where you can play and you can match it. But N track tuner, you don't even have to match it. You just sing the note, and it tells you what note it is. And it tells you what frequency it is as well. So you can find not only the note, but the actual frequency of love for you. I believe that's the most important frequency or important thing of love for a person. And notice that we didn't find it with the voice. You found it in your head or in your heart, I say, because we're really talking about in your heart, but you used your head to find it in your heart, and then we made it out loud. So that's not affected by the size of your body, or what notes are easy to tone or anything, because the note of love of the voice is a completely different note, right? Here's the deal. Here's how you find the note of love for your voice versus the note of just love in your heart. Everybody sings when they speak, right? Some people sing really interesting songs. Some sing really interesting songs, right? Whereas others stay more on the same note, right? Well, since we all sing when we speak, we've got to be singing in a certain key. The key that I sing in is G. That's where I'm always going back to that note. Right, when I speak, right? Well, everybody's got a home note of the key that they sing in when they speak, and it doesn't change, right? If I came into the show and said, "Hi, how are you doing today?" And it's like, we're going to find your home note today, right? You go, "What's going on with Dave?" Right? Because your key that you sing in, we go to different notes in the key when we're stressed. Oh, God, but it's still the same note. Same key, right? So key of our voice that when we sing, when we speak, while singing, while speaking, is really stable, right? So when you express love, when people express love, they commonly go to the home note of the key of their voice. And I've demonstrated this before. I really love my kitty. I love my kitty. Right, I'm going to the home note on the last word. I love my kitty. Ooh, and I could tone that. Ooh, kitty. Ooh. That's the home note of the key of my voice. Ooh. Right? And again, with the N-track tuner, you could actually see what note that is. Right? So you could also, just to find that note, you could just breathe out. And go, ah. And generally, if you're not singing, you'll go to the note that's easiest for you to make. That's the one you're trying to make. With no energy, no singing, no... I mean, just open your mouth and breathe out and let a note come out. Ah. That would be the note, key of your voice. Although, here's an even easier way. And that is to try toning any vowel a bunch of different notes and play with it until you find the note where it feels the most comfortable and it's the easiest. I'll find it for myself. There it is. Takes no energy to make that one. It's so easy. If I go lower, it's harder. If I go higher, it's harder. No, it's like, that's the key of my voice right there, right? So just play with it, and you'll know, because it's just the easiest note, right? You don't have to know anything about notes or frequencies. Just go up and down until you find it. So that, again, is where people commonly express love. Some people go to the musical fifth. It's like, I really love my kitty, instead of I love my kitty. I love my kitty. I love my kitty. I love my kitty. Right? So that's really interesting. But also, people go to the home note of their voice when they're being sincere. It's like, but the problem is that politicians have figured this out. I'm totally lying. I'm totally lying. Right? So, but normally we still do go to that home note when sincere. So that's a really good note to know, because that's the note where you can sing or tone the easiest and for the longest time without getting tired. Therefore, it's even good to get a crystal ball in that note. We can even do a free assessment over the phone or on Zoom, if you like, to find your note, if you want to buy a crystal ball to help you figure out what ball. You could get the note of love that we found first, without the voice, right? Or we also talk about your home note or soul note, which we do online as well. But the one you can tone and sing in the longest without getting tired is your voice note, which we just showed you how to find, right? So that's very cool. So now we're talking, you know, multiple notes of love. We're talking the note you found in your heart with your head, right? Or the one that is the one that you can, your voice note as well, right? And then there's even your home note. And this intuitive told me that all three of those together will create a beautiful chord that's really good for you. So to find all three is very cool. Okay. So that's the pitch of love, the notes of love. There's also the frequency of love. You know, Leonard Horowitz, years ago, said, love is 528 hertz. It unravels the DNA, and that's the research shows it's 528 hertz. Well, let me play 528 hertz for you, and go ahead and tone along with it. You know, sing along with it. I figure love should not be stressful to tone. That's pretty high, huh? Right? But now Leonard Horowitz admits that it has nothing to do with love. There is no research, right? But a lot of people have been tuning into it for love. So there's, even if it means nothing, it still is real. There's this whole field of love that's been created around it, even though it has actually nothing to do with love, right? So it's still cool. Now a lot of people are tuning into 432 hertz, which some say is the heart meridian, right? Let me play this for you. Sing along with this one. By the way, I'm just using onlinetonegenerator.com. Onlinetonegenerator.com. You can play any frequency. It's free. Right? So that's cool. 432 is pretty cool. Still a little high, though, right? So you have to work a little bit to get up that high. Not much, though. I actually like love frequency around 200 hertz. Here's 200. Actually, for me, it's about 220. Actually, maybe 230. About 230 for me. It's like we did a research project where we had on Facebook, we had five different meditations to get you into the energy of love. And then we gave people a tone generator like this, and they went up and down until they found a frequency that matched that energy of love after the meditation. Well, people were all over the place. We had 200 people do it, and they were all over the place, right? Some were down around like 50 hertz, right? It's like, oh. Some were up around 10,000 hertz like this, right? It's like, whoa, you get love from that? Wow. But there was a little bell curve around 200 to 250 hertz, right? Which is right where I was at 230, right? And so more people, there's a little bell curve right there. So around that range is what the majority of people do, right? So it's cool to find it for yourself as well, the frequency of love, and you can do that. You can do it both. You can do it in your head, of your heart, and you can do it of your voice. Right, to find these frequencies, you can play with those different frequencies and see what works for you. Again, I wouldn't subscribe to anybody. I think it's always best to find what's right for you. I think it's quite different from person to person. After 10 years of testing people in classes and in workshops, it's all over the place. So I don't think it's a standard. I think it's totally more unique. Again, in the cosmos, in our solar system, maybe in our galaxy, maybe there is a overall one note or frequency of love, but I don't think we know what that is yet. Or if we know, then it's hard to tell because people have come up with so many different frequencies. So finding yourself's the best, right? Okay. Oh, by the way, when you actually, there are more people that speak in the key of D, which means they would resonate love in D, than any other note. That's why if you have a choir, it's best to have them sing in the key of D because it will be the easiest for the most people. There's a little bell curve of people that speak in the key of D that is more than any other note. That means D is resonated. People are resonating the sound of love with their voice. I love my kitty. I love my kitty. With D, right? More than any other note. So that's another thing that makes D be a really good note for love. Right. Who knows anything for sure around here, though? Okay. So those are the pitches and frequencies of love. Right. Let me now show you the musical intervals of love. Right. The timbres. We'll go to the timbres. There's the instruments of love, which generally people think of as the number one is the heart, harp, right? Although, when you make the sound of love, you don't do plucks. I mean, when I go the sound of love, I don't go pluck, 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 pluck. I go, which is a sustained note, which is more like a string section, right? So, I often like a string section for love. Whenever I do songs about love, I always use string sections. People commonly use string sections, right? The cello I love for is good for love. Crystal bowls, especially alchemy bowls, and especially pink ones. I've got a pink alchemy bowl, pink or a gold. Or I actually like 24 karat gold for love as well. Works really well for me. There's a lot of different instruments. You can use a little sansula, which is like the thumb organ, a little kalimba. That one's really sweet. You could even use the Koshi chimes, which are really soft and sweet for love. There's also the different timbre, the different syllables of love, which would be like ah is one of the most common. I really like ooh. Ooh. There's also the ancient Tibetan warrior syllable of hung, H-U-N-G. Hung. There's also Ekinar. They do the hu, H-U. Or you could even do om for love. Om. I really like the M-M. M-M-M. M-M-M. Right? That's really sweet. So try different vowels as to what works for love for you, all right? And see what resonates with you. Again, just trust yourself to find what's best for you. That's the deal. Then there's the musical intervals of love. The minor third is the number one interval used in love songs for love. And it's like, especially descending, going down. Right? Kind of sad. There's also the minor six. That's been used in love songs. Not as much, nearly as much as the minor third. It's interesting that the most common interval for love is a minor. And most songs of love are in minor keys. And minor keys are totally associated with sadness. Well, that's interesting. Why are we using sadness for love songs? Love is not sad. Losing love can be sad. A lot of songs are about losing love, right? But love is not sad. If you just make the, okay, let's make the sound of love again. There's nothing sad about that. Not in the least. Zero sadness. Right? Love has nothing to do with sadness. But songs are in minor keys that are associated with sadness. In fact, throughout the world, it's only the only thing it, different cultures agree on is minor keys are associated with sadness. Throughout the world, everybody agrees that in any culture, it's like, oh, that's a sad, you know, progression. Right? So this is what I've realized. Love does not happen in the head, right? You can use your head to find it in your heart, but it's, if you're thinking about love, I mean, you can talk about frequencies of love and pitches of love and energy of love all day long and still never feel love, right? Because it's not in the head. Love is in the emotional body. You have to get out of your head and drop down into your emotional body of feelings in order to experience love. And sadness takes you out of your mental body. So I've started to believe that sadness is the perfect portal to love. It helps you get out of your head feeling again where love exists. So you can use sadness to actually go. So that's why they're often minor keys, because they bring you into your heart. This sadness of the minor keys that's associated with sadness brings you into your heart. Right? What's interesting, though, is if you go and use a minor key and they get really powerful, like, it's not sad anymore. It doesn't feel sad even. I want to play Pachelbel Canon, which is actually a major key, but it goes, it has minor musical intervals on over half of it. It's like do do do, pretty minor, do, pretty sad, ooh, really sad, and then ooh, now it's coming back up. So it goes up and down, right, in sadness. So, but this song gets really powerful. So let me play this. This is with the this is Pachelbel Canon, which I said is the number one song of love, at least in the U.S. It's the song that people use in weddings more than any song there is, right? And we got our instructor Sylvina singing on top of it. So take a listen and see what you think, but also drop down into your heart and feel this love completely. All right? Okay, enjoy. and play one more song of love. This is my song, Unconditional Love. Enjoy, and then we'll close.
Thank you.
sometimes people do get sad when they realize how little. Uh-oh. Let me just turn that off. Oh, there we go. When they realize how little love they run in their life, when they know that that's the whole deal, there's sometimes sadness, right? The deal is, one of my friends, she said her guides told her to love everybody all the time. And that she said, all the time? They said, yes, all the time. And that's often the tone of your voice, the way you touch people, the way you move, and your actions, right? So here's their homework, and this is really cool. Secretly, at least tonight, maybe the whole weekend, at least tonight, secretly send love to everybody you come across and see what happens, right? Love everybody all the time, secretly. Just do a little test and see how it works. So, again, our intention is that everybody might find the frequency, pitch, and timbre, and musical interval, and music of love to be able to resonate it all the time. At least more than you are now. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening, and take care.